happens, 1320 AM and W248 DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
You're tuned into your home for the Wisconsin Badgers on 97.5 FM and 1320 AM WFHR, locally grown radio.
This is the CBS World News Roundup Late Edition, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Monica Ricks in New York. President Volodymyr Zelensky says Russia's weaponizing everything in Ukraine now and told leaders today at the UN that the same could happen to them.
Evil cannot be trusted. Ask Prigozhin if one bets on Putin's promises.
The mercenary leader died in a suspicious plane crash last month. President Biden also spoke today at the UN and backed Ukraine's efforts against Russia while urging leaders to take more action on climate change. In Washington, House Republicans are gearing up for their first hearing in their impeachment inquiry against the president. Here's CBS's Catherine Herridge.
A Republican aide to the House Oversight Committee tells CBS News they intend to subpoena Hunter and James Biden's personal and business banking records as early as this week. Until now, Republican committee investigators have relied on documents from Hunter Biden's close associates, not members of the Biden family.
Welcome to Virginia. Welcome to the U.S.
Five Americans released by Iran finally got to hug their families today. They were freed as part of a controversial prisoner swap. The United Auto Workers strike is still going and could get bigger soon if automakers can't reach a deal by Friday. These workers are holding the line in Wayne, Michigan.
We got to reach this deal one way or another. We've given up so much over the years in the last few contracts. This is the only way we're going to get it back. We got to do what we got to do.
It's what sends a message. You know, you got to hit them where it hurts, right in their pocketbook.
In New York, two daycare workers have been arrested. CBS's Matt Piper.
A New York City daycare operator and a man who rented a room from her are facing federal charges because of the amount of drugs found. Inside that Bronx daycare, police say a kilo of fentanyl in a hallway closet and 3 kilo press machines, which are used to package drugs. One child was killed, three others hospitalized after being exposed to the deadly drug.
Opioids, including fentanyl, have killed more than 111,000 people in the U.S. in just the last year. A teen in Texas is still taking heat over his hair.
Daryl George has already served more than 2 weeks of in-school suspensions over his twisted locks. And when he arrived this week with the same hairstyle, he was suspended again. His mother, Derisha, says the Houston area school is
basically picking with my child.
The school says his hairstyle, which he's been growing for 10 years, violates its dress code because of its length when let down. But his mother says
his hair is always up.
That's CBS's Allison Keys. Colorado coach Deion Sanders is now condemning death threats against Colorado State safety Henry Blackburn over a hard hit that sent one of his players to the hospital. He says Blackburn made a mistake, but it's so bad now, police are involved. This is CBS News.
When you think of hiring, think of Indeed. Their end-to-end hiring system helps you attract, interview, and hire candidates all in the same place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
I have diabetes. I'm at risk for pneumococcal pneumonia.
I have asthma. I'm at risk, too.
If you're 19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, COPD, or heart disease, or are 65 or older, you are at increased risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Ask your doctor or pharmacist about Prevnar 20, pneumococcal 20-valent conjugate vaccine, a vaccine that can help protect you against pneumococcal pneumonia in just one dose. Even if you've already been vaccinated with other pneumonia vaccines, Prevnar 20 may help provide added protection. Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar20.com.
Hey, everybody. Glad you could join us. I'm Tim Hubbelt, better known as the Polka Guy, on the Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show.
Join Tim every Saturday and Sunday for a great variety of polkas, waltzes, and more. Wake up at 7 a.m. on Saturday morning to get the weekend started on the right foot, then enjoy a lively Sunday afternoon at 1 p.m. Same great show, two different times, one fun weekend. The Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show, 7 a.m. Saturdays and 1 p.m. Sundays, only on WFHR, locally grown radio.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here.
I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby.
You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe, and is the best way to protect that legacy. You know what? We should make an emergency communication plan. That way we're ready this year. At my dorm, we have emergency kits for earthquakes and wildfires, but I'm sure there's something more local I can send you with a link.
Okay.
Smart.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. Lows dip down to about 53. Tonight, under partly cloudy skies, southeast winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Slight chance for isolated thunderstorms. Tomorrow, highs level off around 81. Cloudy skies with a few peaks of sun. Slight chance for scattered thunderstorms. Tomorrow night, lows around 58. Mainly cloudy skies expected. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 71.
From Wisconsin Rapids to Stevens Point, your news talk and sports is on 97.5 FM, locally grown radio.
Education talk educated. Educators talking education. And if you're out there and you want to talk education, 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. Johnny Lupinacci, look at that, man. You got to hide in that hair.
From the classroom today.
I see that, man. Truly coming from the classroom. And truly an educated educator who was just educating educators, right?
Right. We got our teacher, future teachers back on campus here, you know, getting ready to, you know, put in their last big push before their classroom teachers. So it's an exciting time here at WSU.
Cool, man. Well, okay, so we've had some great guests, some great conversations, and again, you know, pushing the extended podcast that is coming on after the shows. Man. A lot of stuff going on here with Busted Pencils, a lot of fun, and, you know, we actually, so it's like, hey, what comes first, the chicken or the egg? It doesn't matter sometimes as long as you're doing it, because the extended pod for tonight's show is already done. We just haven't released it yet. I know. Look at producer.
You say, which comes first, the chicken or the egg?
I'll eat the
chicken and I'll eat the egg. We got the podcast ready.
We got it ready to go. The extended pod. And we had two great guests on the extended pod. Paul Thomas, Radical Scholarship. Check him out. John Warner out on John, you always check him out, Inside Higher Education, teaching, writing. ChatGPT has been on the show many times. But yeah. Johnny, there was a piece that kind of sparked our conversation.
Ignited a fire
from one of our favorite friends, Michael Petrilli at the Fordham Foundation. I like to make friends on this show, as people know. A bridge back to bipartisan education reform, a generation at risk, a call to action. And according to Michael Petrilli, my goodness, the 90s through the 2010s, what a wonderful time they were. For anybody who's trying to remember that, check it out. What was going on? No Child Left Behind. Who could forget all of those kids that were standing there about to be left behind? No, they were not left behind. They were brought up. Well, I don't know. And then when they weren't, when some of them were left behind, racing to the top, grabbing all of those students, racing to the top to get there. And I don't know what happened when they got there. But those were the glory days of education reform, when Republicans and Democrats, when everybody in the world agreed, public schools were failing miserably, and we need to turn over teaching, testing to privateers, marketeers, and let's test kids like crazy. Let's punitively punish teachers, because those days were awesome. Johnny, I mean, no. Is that a good summary of Petrilli's piece?
I mean, that's your boy. No, I mean, that's a good summary of it, you know, but if you listen, if you just tuned in and you hear, you know, my co-host, you know, like, you know, espousing those ideas, he's doing it with a heavy dose of sarcasm. Education reform has been, you know, largely unsupportive of good education for decades now, maybe even longer. And so that's the summary, really, is, you know, Petrelli's piece is just trying to shine a turd of ed reform. So, you know,
there you go. I love the visual image for radio, because we can't smell the turd on radio,
right, but we just shine it.
The turd. What would that turd be you were talking about, Johnny?
Yeah, you know, the bipartisan educational reform efforts that, you know, in our extended pod that we'll have releasing, you know, our guests really spoke to the fact that, you know, whether it was Republican or Democrats, you know, that the effort by and large was to create more market opportunities in education and not to, you know, to better serve learners or to, you know, help reinforce good teaching.
Well, I mean, so yeah, we know that, but I mean, he, you know, he goes on and says, like, look, these were good times. Math achievement, you know, rose from the No Child Left Behind race to the top when everybody got along, when, like I said, when all Democrats and all Republicans all together believed in destroying American public education. You know, and Petrilli's worried, though, when we think about this, and we want to set this up because this will lead us into another piece we're going to talk about, you know, and really, as we say with our guest, Paul and John, we'll, you know, really dig into this. But Democrats, my God, because you keep hearing us, and tonight is a bipartisan show. We are going to bipartisanly go after both parties, because both parties, well, you know, sometimes what we do here on Busted Pencils, because my neighbor likes it, is when we don't pick sides and we beat up on all sides, because when all sides are beating up on our kids, on our schools, and doing things to our teachers, that's why we have Busted Pencils. Oh, my God, Johnny, it makes me excited to think about it. If you're out there, you want to jump in, 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. In fact, I'll put this out there. If you are, you know, living for the glory days of No Child Left Behind, you want a taste of that, bringing it back, we want to hear from you, 844-967-2789. If you were successful at racing to the top, please call in and give us the testimony, because, you know, there are people out there that are saying, bring it back. Now, the whole idea, though, of bring it back actually should cause people to say, what is it that Michael Petrilli is really concerned about? Is he really concerned about the fact that things used to be good when everybody agreed to do really horrible things to kids, schools, and teachers, like ridiculously test them and then punish them and then take away things from them when they didn't do as well, or when kids who already came to the test and didn't have their needs met before they came to the test, again, we again called them losers and we left them behind. All of that is erased because those were the good old days. Things were good. Is Petrilli, so Johnny, I want to ask this question. We didn't do this on the extended pod that people were going to release probably tomorrow. But is this, he talks as if the reform movement is over. And I just wonder that question, we didn't really go into this. I still don't see any reduction in state level testing, in constantly yelling at teachers for not bringing up test scores. In fact, you know, since COVID, we've been really focused on learning loss, the disaster. The only way we could technically measure learning loss would be through testing. What does Petrilli want to really bring back is the question, Johnny.
You asking me, Tim?
I am. Well,
oh, man.
Last time I checked, you were Johnny.
Keep those markets open. He just wants to keep saying, how come stuff that schools have proverbially bought or purchased as solutions, you know, states, districts, and schools, that haven't worked. And so we gotta mark a new era to so that new products can be, you know, applied and sold to districts as solutions. So, you know, I think it's more of the same, Tim. It's not really an end of an era. It's just a shift in language.
But say now, John Warner, our guest, though, really, he kind of goes like, wait a minute, though. Petrilli is nervous. He's worried about, you know, this going away. And whether or not you would say we're kind of like, I don't know, the testing and the accountability movement, as far as I can tell, hasn't really eased anything.
No.
But John made us think about this idea of going, Petrilli might be really frightened by the non-bipartisan movement that's occurring right now in education, particularly the right-wing, very ultra-conservative attack on a full-out assault. Chris Rufo and the gang, Matt Walsh and the gang, you know, these people, their full-out assault, Moms for Liberty, they want to take public schools out. And according to John, Petrilli's nervous about that because, as you pointed out, though, without a thriving, and I use that word thriving very incorrectly, but without a thriving tax-based public education system, Petrilli and the grifters can't take money out of that market anymore. He really sees this as, oh my God, we've got to rally around bipartisanship to keep the mother load flowing the dollars to us. Because if these crazy people on the right, Moms for Liberty, Rufo, all of these people, if they win, our market gets shut down. And that is Petrilli's bipartisan wish. A bipartisan wish to go, can't we all just come back together again and realize that we love public schools and siphoning the money away from those schools for our markets? I think that's where we were kind of going with that piece. Numbers 844-967-2789. If you want to jump in with us, Tim and Johnny, Busted Pencils, fully leaded education talk, educated educators, talking education. We are looking at a piece by Michael Petrilli, A Bridge Back to Bipartisan Education Reform, put out by the Fordham Foundation, A Generation at Risk, Call to Action. And the whole piece is that please bring back No Child Left Behind, Race to the Top, because back in those days, Republicans and Democrats all agreed. They all got along. They all did what was right for, all right for markets. So, Johnny, when we're getting up here on the first break of the show, really, and put this out there, if you are a No Child Left Behind advocate, or if you won that race to the top, we would love to hear from you. 844-967-2789. Or if you're an educator out there, and we know our Wisconsin fans are listening out there, the Wisconsin teachers, you know you want to get back to the bipartisan era of loving school and testing and accountability. You want yourself some No Child Left Behind Part 2, Race to the Top Part 2. It's Busted Pencils. It's fully leaded education talk. 844-967-2789. More when we get back after the break.
I cover up because of my moderate to severe plaque psoriasis. Now I'm hitting the road with clearer skin thanks to Skyrizi, Risankizumab Riza, a prescription-only 150 milligram injection for adults who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy. With Skyrizi, 3 out of 4 people achieved 90% clearer skin at 4 months. And Skyrizi is just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Don't use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine. Thanks to Skyrizi, there's nothing on my skin, and that means everything. Your doctor today about Skyrizi, the number one dermatologist prescribed biologic in psoriasis, and visit skyrizi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
Tri-City Services Heating and AC wants to warm the hearts of the Wisconsin Rapids area by giving a furnace to a deserving person or family in need, someone who needs a helping hand and is trying to work their way back to the top. Do you know of anyone like that? Maybe it's you. Apply yourself or nominate online at calltricity.com before October 16th. The committee will select someone to have a furnace installed at no charge. That's right. No charge. Please help us warm the hearts of the Wisconsin Rapids area. Apply or nominate online at calltricity.com.
It's time to lock in your tee time at University Ridge Golf Course. Proud host site of the American Family Insurance Championship and home to the Wisconsin Badger golf teams, University Ridge is a public course that's yours to play without a costly membership. Visit universityridge.com and reserve your 18-hole tee time up to 90 days in advance. Don't have time for 18 holes? Try our 9-hole putting green or hit balls on our grass tee practice range. Play where the Badgers and the pros play. University Ridge.
Keep up on the day's news, talk, and sports on Wisconsin's home for locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
Welcome back. Busted Pencils, fully leaded education talk. Educated educators talking education, 844-967-2789. Give us a call. We are advocating for No Child Left Behind, Race to the Top, a new era, bring them back. No, Johnny and Tim would not be saying that. But we are talking about some people out there wondering if we can get back to the good old days of No Child Left Behind, the good old days of Race to the Top. Those good old days, as Michael Petrilli points out, when Republicans and Democrats all agreed on taking taxpayer dollars from our public schools and siphoning them off to other providers, other markets, because, my goodness, here we are now. Our guest from the extended pod that'll be coming out tomorrow, John Warner, points out, hey, Moms for Liberty, they're no joke, man. They are out to destroy public schools for good. And what's a good bipartisan capitalist going to do when the feeding trough is no longer available for the taxpayer dollars to be siphoned into my, I can fix your math problem, I can fix your reading problem curriculum, the professional development every teacher needs to be purchased from me. That was the good old days. 844-967-2789. I know it's hard to talk about this, Johnny.
I mean, like sometimes you just got to stand back and let, you know, like the groups that kind of made a mess of this, make it even more messy so that we can get back to, you know, like really getting to the brass tacks of what do we want the purpose of public education to be and how do we support that? You know, in like you mentioned it. And so those groups are pretty clear about the purposes they want. Mm-hmm. I'll summarize it. One of them wants their complete control of the value system taught in there. And so like that's, you know, I'll say a special interest group, maybe Moms of Liberty. And that in a democracy which we're in, schools not only like public schooling is not only under the jurisdiction of, you know, state as a state right, but it is fairly localized democratically into districts and school boards. And so by exercising all of our civic duty as democratic citizens, we have direct entry to being able to have a say and how and what is happening in schools, in a public school system. So in one sense, while I might not align myself with, you know, the Moms for Liberty special interest group, I'm pretty excited about them utilizing and illuminating the democratic process, which we all ought to be, you know, more active in. The flip side of that is, you know, the larger reform efforts that tend to come from a national level that are, you know, saying, hold up, hold up, hold up. We're kind of afraid of this localization and democratic voice because it might undermine our one size fits all. Here's the best curriculum, buy it. Here's a really good deal on it that really is never a really good deal. And if you don't use it, you don't get any federal funds. So if you want, you know, it's kind of like, you know, like a paternalistic approach to state rights, where a national organization, you know, the federal government says, if you want funds for education, you better do what we say or you're not getting funded. And so, you know, this is we're in an unsettling moment. And usually it's these, you know, unsettling moments or catalytic events that spark change. And so what I like to do is step back a little bit and let it play out and illuminate like what's happening. We are seeing that democracy works. So let's roll up our sleeves and get in there. Like, let's not just leave it to Moms for Liberty. Maybe it's, you know, Schools for a Democratic Society.
Okay. So I'm, you're not defending Moms for Liberty's position. You're just pointing out, though, that in a democracy, Moms for Liberty right now are delivering using the democratic process to push their values on all of us. In other words, Moms for Liberty is using democracy.
Not, I don't want to even say using it. They're exercising their civic duty. You know, they're performing a civic duty as part of a democracy, of being part of that conversation. It is a call to all of us doing that. It shouldn't be one particular group with the privilege to do so. Right. And so while I don't align myself with their agenda or their politics, I do in other groups. And so I believe strongly, like, we all have the civic duty to exercise and voice the importance of Black Lives Matter movement in schools, to exercise the right of children's, to the importance of children's rights in schools or social emotional learning. You know, these are things that we need to get serious about, regardless of our political identity, like whether we're Republican or Democrat, the democratic process being local. And that means, you know, like being involved in your school board, right? And school board elections and school board meetings. And that is part of what I'm saying is a democratic process. So I don't think Moms for Liberty are using it. That makes it sounds like kind of like it's a shady move. You know, they're putting to practice their democratic civic duty. All in a democracy have a responsibility to be civically engaged.
So they're using democracy to undermine democracy. I'm just messing. No, I don't know if I'm messing. Numbers 844-967-2789. We're No Child Left Behind reboot, A Generation at Risk. Back to the days when No Child Left Behind, Race to the Top was awesome. Not really. However, that's what we're talking. What a mess this is, though. But watching those people who advocated for that place in time when all Democrats and all Republicans got along. Although, Johnny, you pointed out something really interesting. We want to dig into this and use the federal government to bully in one way local jurisdictions, took the democracy out of potentially. This is getting really juicy and complex. It's Busted Pencils. It's fully leaded education.
Call us up. Give us a call.
Let's chop it up. Busted Pencils back after the break.
From the home of NASCAR's Dick Trickle, locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM, your news, talk, and sports station.
I'm Naheem Hines, professional football player and proud supporter of the Muscular Dystrophy Association. My mom was diagnosed with muscular dystrophy when I was 14, and I watched her struggle. but MDA helped her get the best treatments and care. And they also help kids like my buddy Ethan.
My name is Ethan, and I'm 12 years old. Thanks to the Muscular Dystrophy Association and people like you, I have more hope than ever before. From day one, they've treated me like family at my local care center. MDA is the only one that funds over 150 care centers across the U.S. to help provide state-of-the-art care for adults and kids like me.
For over 70 years, MDA has been transforming the lives of people living with muscular dystrophy, ALS, and other related neuromuscular diseases. They fund the research for breakthrough treatments, care, and cures. And MDA provides support to thousands of families like mine and Ethan's in communities like yours. Thanks to MDA, kids and adults can live life to its fullest. Join us and learn more at MDA.org today.
Locally grown, 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the last segment of the day. If you got something to say, hit us up right now for your crew to tase at 844-967-2789.
I thought they were Crudy Takes.
Crudy's Takes. See, man, it all comes back around to Sports Talk Live.
Something like that.
My wife wants some vegetables for crudité.
You know what I mean?
Listen Monday through Friday from 4 to 6 p.m. for the Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Over the past few years, the COVID-19 pandemic has affected how we live our daily lives. Today, we also face a mental health pandemic that threatens our well-being as we attempt to rebuild our social networks and communities.
The pandemic has reminded us to value family, community, and our human connections. However, it has also left many of us feeling more isolated, confused, and alone, struggling to find meaning amid loss and uncertainty.
Today, one in five Americans experience emotional and mental health challenges. But many of us do not understand what we are facing or know how to ask for help.
At the American Psychiatric Association Foundation, we understand what you are going through, and we are here to help. Our vision is to build a mentally healthy nation for all. We work every day to eliminate stigma, combat mental illness and substance use disorders, and advance mental health. If you or someone you love needs help, you are not alone. Please visit mentallyhealthynation.org to learn more.
What if one day you went to your secret hiding place? You know, that spot that only you know about. And instead of what you came for, you found something a little different. What if instead of your private stash, you found a simple phone number? 1-800-662-HELP. What would you do? Would you stop and give it some thought? Would you make the call? The truth is, all drug use comes with risk. Before those risks become real, before drugs turn your life upside down, before drugs take their toll on you and your family, know that there is help. You can quit. If you or someone you love is struggling with drug use or prescription drug misuse, call 1-800-662-HELP for 24-hour free and confidential information and treatment referral. Or go to samhsa.gov/thereishelp.
Don't search through the phone book for hours looking for help. Don't waste time being transferred from department to department looking for answers. United Way's 211 is there to connect you to the programs and services you need. For non-emergency information and referral services, simply dial 211 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Free and confidential information and referral is available throughout Central Wisconsin. Dial 211 and get connected and get answers.
Bug Tussle, providing high-speed internet to rural Wisconsin. No data caps, no contracts. 877-227-0924. Call today to get high-speed internet now. 877-227-0924.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. Lows dip down to about 53. Tonight, under partly cloudy skies, southeast winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Slight chance for isolated thunderstorms. Tomorrow, highs level off around 81. Cloudy skies with a few peaks of sun. Slight chance for scattered thunderstorms. Tomorrow night, lows around 58. Mainly cloudy skies expected. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 71.
Quote, made academic gains. And I think we can dispute the fact that there were any academic gains that were ever made during that time. However, he's really worried because Moms for Liberty types of people are really taking it to the public school supporters, to the possibility that, whoa, if Moms for Liberty practiced democracy any more strongly, they might actually do away with public schools. And if they did away with public schools, what's a bipartisan reformer who's got a really good grift gonna do? Who am I going to sell my products to when the tax dollars that I could have used, and I'm going back to this, Johnny, when I was able to harness the federal government as a powerful bludgeon to say, Johnny Lupinacci, Tim Slecker, the kids you're teaching, you guys, you will use this product and this product alone. And I'm sitting out there going, well, I got that product and let me sell it to you since it's the only thing you're allowed to buy. Petrilli wants to go back to those days. Those were good old days. He's worried, though, that democracy in the form of Moms for Liberty, which I can't even believe I'm saying that, but democracy in the form of Moms for Liberty, he's worried about that. Johnny, help people understand more about the Moms for Liberty and democracy.
Well, I mean, I'm not going to speak on behalf of Moms.
No, I know. Right.
I'm not entirely knowledgeable of all of their organizational agendas. But I like any group, right? We all in a democratic society, and we live in a democracy, have the obligation to do civic duty, and that civic duty is more than just vote; it's participate in local government. And, you know, that is still a strong cultural, like, day in, day out piece of, we'll say, like the Northeast, mm-hmm. right? You always hear about, like, town hall meetings in Vermont. We romanticize about it, but it is like that Jeffersonian idea where people in a local district, we're talking schools, come together for a town hall meeting or a board meeting. Right. And that school board is elected positions at the local level. So as we're more participatory in that, mm-hmm. like the groups that were mentioned, like Moms for Liberty, and there are certainly other groups, as we're more active and participatory in that, right, we're strengthening local democracy. We're bringing local voice to the decision making. That isn't a space where it's one perspective ought to rule, or even two. There ought not to be simply a Republican and a Democratic perspective. And in education, we know there hasn't been. Mm. Like, there are more understandings and local needs than that. It's diverse across our country, you know. And so one of the wonderful things about this is that it illuminates the example that there is power in local democracy.
Mm.
It does matter, and it does make a difference.
Mm-hmm.
And Moms for Liberty illuminates that. It becomes a threat to national curriculums. You know, it poses a threat to someone writing about the importance of having a national, you know, set standard for things. Mm-hmm. And so, like I said, Tim, I'm not in favor of, like, really either party's perspective on this work, mm-hmm. but I like to step back and say, hey, this is a reminder.
Yeah.
That local democracy is incredibly important to the quality of education all of our children get.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And so that is part of our civic duty. Now right. We get into, like, how do we find time for this? How do we allocate resources? And who and what groups have that? That's where we start to fold in the privilege and power of particular groups over others.
Right.
That's a whole separate show, a whole other issue. But I want to get into, like, it is incredibly important that we exercise not only our right, but our responsibility
mm-hmm.
to decision making about education at a local level.
Yeah.
It is not only the responsibility of teachers or principals, and we can't just point fingers. We have to get involved, right? And so this is something that, while I'm putting a full disclaimer, I likely, from what I know, do not agree at all with Moms for Liberty.
Mm-hmm.
But I will say they're bringing to the forefront, again, the importance of local participation. Mm-hmm. And so I advocate for, we ought to be organizing around, you know, the groups that support why Black Lives Matter in all of our schools, why, you know, schools as sanctuaries for all children is important. Mm-hmm. regardless of their citizenship status or whatnot, right? Okay. And so these are important children's rights issues that ought to be discussed and deliberated upon locally, and not trickled down, whether we have a Republican or a Democrat president, not impact our schools. Mm-hmm. It's like, okay, go ahead, have that out at a national level, because locally there is important democratic participation taking place. So that's where I get, I don't want to say, I cringed even saying excited about Moms for Liberty. I guess I can say I'm excited about anybody whose concern turns to action. Right.
Yeah. Right. I know you are laying that out there. I don't think anybody's listening now going, oh, my God, Johnny Lupinacci
likes Moms for Liberty.
No. It's very clear.
But in a way, I kind of am like, hey, Moms for Liberty is doing something here. Like, give them some props. Props to where props are due. It's stuff I don't want to see come to fruition. But that brings me to my other point, Tim, is I'm hammering hard on like our democratic civic responsibility. Here's sort of the underlying disclaimer that is also part of the democratic process. We all have a voice, and our voice ought to be valued. Yes, that even means perspectives we don't agree with or that might be hurtful or harmful. However, in the democratic process and the civic responsibility we have, it's that all decisions ought to be then made with consideration and commitment to the common good. So I can voice things that maybe Moms for Liberty are voicing, but ultimately, if they are anti-human rights or children's rights or anti-democratic in their how they play out, then they don't get to come to fruition. But they absolutely ought to be part of that process.
That right, and that's the clarity that we needed to put out there. The number is 844-967.
Boom! Give us a call.
2789. We are. Democrats for Education Reform, not Democrats, Democrats, Republicans, bipartisanship, Moms for Liberty. My goodness, this is a mess. Now, pivot, though, Johnny, again. So I'm doing this right here. Okay, so now you got the Petrilli, the education reformers, the Democrats and the Republicans are like, whoa, wait a minute, you got Moms for Liberty. Well, they're out there doing their mess. And here go the lowly Democrats led by Secretary Cardona right now trying to say, yo, but what if some of us of what we say think matters? And I'm like, yo, okay, so really, Democrats, here's your first problem. You imagined that No Child Left Behind was a win for you. It wasn't. Yeah. But in Politico, on the 17th, here's the title: we've lost our advantage on education. Democrats grasp for wins on public schools. And then the piece proceeds to say, and this to me is the sad thing, the piece kind of makes Petrilli's point, which is Democrats, if you want to be relevant again, jump on the reform bipartisan bandwagon again. Start advocating for choice, accountability, because if you're a Democrat and you want to be heard in this mess, that's where you need to locate yourself. Johnny, you're like, no.
Because this is Petrilli's all about the smoke and mirrors to say, Democrats, if you want to be relevant, join our game and take on our agenda. And that's a win-win for the free enterprise marketization of education. They don't care whether it's Republican or Democrat, as long as everything gets moved to within the boundaries of what they're trying to do. Here's what I'll say, Tim, about this. And I think Petrilli's right about calling it a generation at risk, except I'm super excited about this generation.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Because it is a generation that likely will not be Republican or Democrat.
They're
fed up with both of them. They understand that by and large, especially when it comes to topics of their lives in schools, they have not been served. They've been put in increased danger, and their teachers demoralized. I'm saying they've seen the quality of their education decline significantly around issues that shouldn't even be issues. Their safety, their well-being, their access to things as important as like food and shelter. And so there is a generation at risk according to the perspectives that ought to be worried about it, the Republican Absolutely. Party, the Democratic Party. Because as things stand now, most of the young people coming up will have no interest in either's agenda. And that to me is absolutely a risk for those in power. And it is absolutely exciting because they're seeing through, remember I said earlier, it's trying to shine a turd.
So
they're seeing from that object from which falls from a bull.
Oh,
this generation is seeing through that clearly. And that is a major risk to both the Republican Party and the Democratic Party.
But
so we got that one right. Generation.
Yeah, after. No, but now that you're making me think, though, too, is that, though, truly then, okay, the opportunity, and maybe Democrats, but this Politico piece kind of saying, like, Democrats, if you want to be relevant, you need to go back to advocating for reform. And what you just said, Johnny, though, is kind of the piece, and you see this on the Young Turks with Cenk Younger and these guys, going, wait a minute, Democrat, you want to be relevant? You don't need to pivot to the market. You need to recognize that this true, Johnny, as you laid it out there, this true generation at risk, they are looking for and they are hungry to become a part of something, to make their voices heard, to really galvanize people to say, we want things to be better. You know what? They're coming out of this. I grew up in school lockdowns for school shootings. I don't want that anymore. I don't want my friend who I hang out with, I don't want him to miss school lunches because people have politicized and said, we're not given, like you're saying, they're active. And Democrats or if anybody wants to harness the public good, putting public schools back where they belong and recognizing and winning for this country, your opportunity is not to reclaim No Child Left Behind.
If anything, and I'm saying this as a supporter of years of supporting the Democratic Party, Tim.
Yeah.
If anything, they've shown that they have absolutely no backbone to the Republican agenda.
Absolutely.
And they show that they're going to be completely submissive and subservient to it time and time again when it comes to education. Well, young people are like, hey, I'm not going to be able to afford college. They're like, too bad we can't help you, Democratic Party. We might promise student loan relief or affordable higher education, but we're not going to get it for you.
We're not going to give it. We're not going to give it to you. Yeah, we're not going to deliver.
On issue after issue, they've failed. They've absolutely dropped the ball and done nothing in action to actually make schools safer, more inclusive, or higher quality for young people.
844-967-2789. What a mess, but what an opportunity, which is also to say this conversation is really going to get rich and deep tomorrow when we release the extended pod with Paul Thomas and John Warner. It's Busted Pencils. It's fully leaded education talk, educated educators talking education. No Child Left Behind Part 2. No thank you. Moms for Liberty, Practicing Democracy. Oh my God, wait a minute. Let's make that stop. Democrats, backbone. We're giving you the opportunity, Democrats, to get a backbone. More Busted Pencils when we get back.
Buck Tussle has been providing high-speed internet to rural Wisconsin before it was cool. Now we're celebrating the company and the bug that started it all. In honor of our mascot, Buford's birthday, and the anniversary of our company, we are giving new customers free service until 2024, and 5 current customers will win $1,000 each. For more details and to get Buck Tussle internet today, call 877-227-0924. That's 877-227-0924.
Dynamite! Do you catch yourself quoting TV shows like that? It could win you a free meal and make you our next star of the day with Culver's. Join the morning show on WFHR every Friday.
What you talking about, Willis?
My name's James, and I'm telling people every Friday we'll play a theme song or a quote from a movie.
Frankly, my dear, I don't give it.
You call 424-2600, give the correct answer, and you'll win a family pack from our Wisconsin Rapids Culver's.
To the Batmobile.
Join the morning show every Friday for Culver's Star of the Day.
I love it when a plan comes together.
As an emergency medical technician, I hope motorists can remember these 4 life-saving words. Buckle up, phones down. It means wear a seatbelt, every seat, every trip. And when driving, stay focused on the road ahead. Protect yourself, spare your family, and emergency responders from needless trauma.
Do your part to help us move towards zero deaths on Wisconsin roads. A safety message, sponsored by the U.S. and Wisconsin DOTs.
Here's Heather with the weather.
Well, it's beautiful out there, sunny and 75, almost a little chilly in the shade. Now, let's get a read on the inside of your car. It is hot. You've only been parked a short time, and it's already 99 degrees in there. Let's not leave children in the back seat while running errands. It only takes a few minutes for their body temperatures to rise, and that could be fatal.
Cars get hot fast and can be deadly. Never leave a child in a car. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
From Alexander Field to the Central Business District, locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
It's Busted Pencils. We are back. Fully leaded education talk. Educated educators talking education. The number is 844-967-2789. You have one more chance to give me and Johnny a call. 844-967-2789. A return to the days of No Child Left Behind and Race to the Top is just a wish of really weird people. You know, and that's being nice, weird people. Here we are, though, Johnny. We've really pushed this idea of going, okay, recognize that when people are calling for bipartisanship, particularly around education, and that's maybe how we want to frame this, is that watch out. Bipartisanship in public education right now should be absolutely, you hear that and go, whoa, 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 whoa. That means they're coming back to take the tax dollars of my local public schools and pay their own grift, their own way. They're not really concerned about, as you pointed out, Johnny, the common good, Friday night football, what's good for the prom, what's good for the kindergarten parade. No, 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 no. They want to get back to the place where they could siphon the money off of the tax dollars from people who pay taxes for the public schools. They want access back to that money through curriculum, through the right tests, through the state-approved curriculum, through the mandated professional development. Those days were great when we were making lots of money. We're worried, though, too, that some of the push from more hardcore, a very anti-democratic view, such as Moms for Liberty, their takeover of some schools is frightening to the bipartisan effort to reclaim public schools for themselves. What a mess here. And then throw into that mix, and there are people out there going, and Democrats are right now running around going, we've lost public education. And it's like, Johnny, I'm like, well, yeah, you guys lost it, actually, as our guest in the extended pod, Paul Thomas, points out, from, you know, the Bill Clinton on. You guys, as Democrats, you've never really understood the reality in front of you of going, how do you harness public education to actually be, that's the power in what puts you forward. And Johnny, as you point out now, here we are. A true generation at risk. You know, I think of my son and my daughter. They are, you know, they're 23, they're 20 right now. They, producer Anya, the idea that no one is listening to them. And then you take, you know, think about this, the Parkland school shooting in 2017. You see those students out there now actively saying, listen to us, listen to us, listen to us. Democrats, you want an opportunity to become relevant? Grab on to the passion, the pleading with people that are saying, make a difference, not make some money, make a difference. Because, you know, I was talking about the show, you know, the extended pod that will release tomorrow. And it's just like, you know, we're thinking about this bipartisanship. And you, I don't know if you said this, but, you know, who is it that really, you know, Democrats, Republicans, I think it was Paul Thomas that said, you got to understand that once you're a billionaire, it doesn't matter if you're a Democrat or a Republican. You're a billionaire first. and recognize that if you're a billionaire first, just because you're a Democrat, and Paul really puts this hard on saying, and Democrats, a lot of the Democrats for bipartisan education reform fall into that camp of very wealthy. And the vision of schooling they have for my children isn't a vision of schooling they have for their children. So Democrats, you know what? Yeah, you want to be relevant. You know, we'll put this out there, the last part of the show. We don't need to beat up on Moms for Liberty. We don't need to beat up on MAGA right-wing Republican. We don't need to do that on this. We know where they are. They're using the civic active voice right now to make a difference, but they're advocating, as Johnny said, inhumane positions, positions that are harmful and not good for the public, the general public, and not good for children, not good for recognizing the individual rights of students and teachers and communities. But put that aside, Democrats, that is not your rallying call to say, but they vote for Moms for Liberty. Because that doesn't change my mind about you, because when you say, hey, vote for me, I'm not Moms for Liberty, I don't know what you are, though, because as far as I can tell, you might just be a Democrat for education reform, a Democrat for education reform. So when you come out as I'm against Moms for Liberty, Chris Rufo fascism, yeah, but you haven't told us what you're for. And typically what you're for, Democrats, is that you're for some form of accountability testing. You want the grift back. You're not going to win on that. Democrats, you want to win. You want to galvanize and grab a hold of a youth, a generation that is at risk. They're out there. You need to make yourselves relevant. Johnny, I don't know, a little bit here, man.
I mean, I don't think the Democratic Party wants to do that.
Oh.
If they wanted to do that, they would have put forth candidates who do that work. But time and time again, what they do is, they harness that energy just long enough to build an interest in the party, to build up hope, and then pull out that rug and put in someone who will cave to the market agenda. And I won't say will cave completely to the Republican agenda, because I think both parties are played hard by, you know, market liberals who get what they want out of both parties. And I've seen, at least now for my entire voting life, right, which is only now, I don't know, 3-4 cycles of presidencies, has been, let's really raise a whole lot of support around the Democratic Party as a grassroots organization and as a strong advocate for schools and education. And every Democratic candidate is the education president, until they have enough support to not be, and then they happen. And that includes, I mean, I absolutely unapologetically love former president, I don't know, however you properly say that, Obama. However, you know, it was just a train wreck. The Obama administration, you know, furthered the agenda of reform in damaging ways. You know, Arne Duncan and the Obama administration did. So, I mean, it's not a free pass, but time and time again, the rug gets pulled out. Right? And I don't believe that the party is interested in strengthening schools. I just don't.
I don't believe they're interested in winning, Johnny. I just don't believe they're interested. You know, they're not winners. they just don't. They don't want to win. They don't want to deliver. So as much as we are aghast, Busted Pencils, fully leaded.
Follow us on Facebook and Twitter at Busted Pencils, or log on to BustedPencils.com for blogs, podcasts, and more. Join us again next Tuesday for Busted Pencils on Devil Radio 92.7.
I found hope in the midst of an overwhelming situation.
I let go of trying to control things that I had no control over, and that helped me find peace of mind.
Alcoholism is a disease that can affect any family. Everyone suffers, but there is help and hope at Al-Anon Family Groups.
I was constantly stressed and worried. Now I approach each day with joy and gratitude.
In Al-Anon, families and friends of alcoholics find new ways to heal from the effects of a loved one's drinking.
Al-Anon gave me my life back. I'm a better father and husband.
Are you in an overwhelming situation because of someone else's drinking?
Al-Anon and Alateen can help.
Local and virtual meetings are available. Maybe one could work for you. For information, call 1-866-200-0033 or visit alanon.org.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5.